On digital,
online,
on FM and AM.
Dave Monk
on BBC Essex.
I tell you what, when most people see my writing, apart from screwing their faces up, the sort of standard comment I get is, you should have been a doctor, you know. Because, you know, doctors always used to be excused for their writing because they were so bright. But they don't have to worry about that anymore, do they? Because the prescriptions these days are printed out, so nobody's going to get killed because of the writing of the doctor anymore. But if you, like me, have always struggled with your writing, because mine is so appalling, you sort of think to yourself, well, why me? Why? Everybody else has got this lovely writing. Why me? Is it laziness? Or are there other reasons why your writing is so terrible? Well, I'm just about to meet a lady who has a real passion for transforming people's handwriting. She is the founder of the Learn Write Centre, Pam Heather. Morning, Pam.
Good morning, Dave.
Where did this interest in handwriting come from?
Well, the beginnings of prescriptive handwriting started in the 50s when my Down syndrome brother wasn't allowed to start school until he was 9 years of age. So I decided to help him, and I devised a way of teaching him to print his letters. And then later on in his life, I realised that by helping him to write, it had enabled him to have a better quality of life, as he was able to occupy himself in a more meaningful way. He'd plan his day by copying out his favourite TV programmes from the Radio Times. And then in the 70s, 20 years later, I was appointed to start a school for the cerebral palsy children in Nottingham.
Yeah.
It's now called Rutland House. And I picked up once again on developing prescriptive handwriting. And now, who would have thought from those small beginnings all those years ago, a system for countering dysgraphia would evolve? I certainly didn't.
Countering dysgraphia, what is that?
Dysgraphia is a disorder of written expression and handwriting difficulties. And it causes underachievement in written English, and it affects or inhibits people when they try to write a creative piece of work. So they may be quite good on scoring good grades when they're writing factually,
yeah,
but when they come to write stories, essays or accounts, then it's a different story. Their spelling might be more acceptable in dictation when they're not having to put their own language in than it is when they're writing a creative story, because there's so many memory banks coming to writing a story.
So what goes wrong? Is it the transfer of the ink to the page and the actual squiggles that are made? Is it the spelling? Is it the use of words? Or is it a combination of all of them?
It's a combination, and it's the neural pathways. I don't know exactly what I do, but I know it works. It either resurrects a different part in the brain, or
yeah,
it improves the existing neural pathways, or it creates different ones.
I guess everybody's got their own particular problem, and this probably manifests itself in different ways for different people, but what sort of problems do people face who suffer from this?
Well, they can't write at speed, or they can't write at length, or they can't write accurately, and they also may experience very, very severe writer's cramp.
Right.
Also, you get the person who writes too fast to keep their ideas in the head, and you can't read the writing. And I think you're referring to doctors.
Yeah, so it's not just that you can't read the writing. It's more than that.
Oh, it's more than that. And you say some people have got fast minds and slow pens, and they lose their ideas, you see, because the pen isn't a near match to the mind.
No. So how did you develop your particular method, and how does it work?
Well, I'm a very logical person. I'm a little bit like Mrs. Spock. I thought, well, you can't have an intelligent child who's probably top in maths and bottom in English.
Yeah.
There's got to be a problem somewhere.
Yeah.
And today, they're usually called lazy and not making any effort. But if they make any effort, they don't get the reward, because the more they write, the worse it gets.
Yes.
So that's not the answer. And so I thought about sensory loss, and I realised that dysgraphia was a sensory loss. But trying to find something written about it is like looking for a needle in a haystack. So I decided that if somebody was blind, then they taught themselves to read through the fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
If they were deaf, they taught themselves through their hands. So I decided to do prescriptive handwriting, whereby I test all the children's letters, and I see the movements that they can't make in the letters, and I put in letters that they can make the movements of. they get letters confused, like B's and D's, P's and Q's, etc., O's and A's, I make letters significantly different so that they don't get them confused.
How?
Pardon?
How do you do that? I don't quite understand how you do that.
Well, I work out what movements they can't make,
yeah,
and put in movements that they can, and I make letters significantly different so they can't get them confused.
Right, so you highlight the things that they get wrong.
Yes.
And teach them how to do it properly.
No.
within their own parameters or what?
No, I teach them to avoid what they can't do.
To avoid it?
Yes. So I take out the movements they can't make.
I see.
I might present them with 20 S's and we choose the right S for the child.
So they're still writing the letter down, but in a different way.
In a different way. It's prescriptive handwriting.
I see. I understand now.
Yeah, it's prescriptive handwriting. It's very difficult for the academics to understand this unless they see it in action.
Yeah. And what sort of people have you helped over the years?
Oof, I've helped presidents' families of different countries, royalty. It's surprising. I don't advertise, it just goes by word of mouth. I've never advertised. It took me 5 years to get known, but once I was known, I've been all right. Now, I've got to say, I've got a 2-year waiting list.
2-year waiting
list? 2-year waiting list. I'm sorry about this. I've got no control over it at all.
So is it only you who does this?
Yes, I'm the first person in the world to counter dysgraphia.
Can't you teach other people to do what you do so that there isn't such a waiting list?
Well, I did. But nobody would use them.
What, because people don't recognise it as being a solution to this problem?
No, it's like they wanted the best. If they're going to pay...
Oh, I see.
They prefer to have the person who's actually done it.
Well, you can sort of see that in a way, can't you?
You can, but, it's difficult. I have tried, and I have tried to set up a franchise, but sometimes when you advertise, the people that you get coming, they write a very good letter... but they may not have very good memories, and they might have hypermobile joints, which is another allied difficulty of dysgraphia.
Right.
You know, they get their joints sink, so it's difficult to hold a pen. Now, all that has to be countered with the handwriting. You have to have this pen that suits the child, that suits the writing style that they've chosen.
Yeah.
You've got to get the right weight pen. You've got to get... a texture of the barrel that they feel comfortable holding. You've got to get the right width nib, and they've got to sit properly. They've got to hold the head that enables them to get a fluid writing.
Do you know, Pam, I bet there's a lot of people listening thinking, well, why aren't teachers doing this? Because the answer is teachers simply don't have the time to do this, do they? Or indeed the knowledge, I suppose.
Well, you see, in teacher training colleges, they don't teach you how to teach children to write. You have to rely on your former teacher who taught you.
Mm.
Now, we've had a generation of teachers who weren't taught effectively. So you can see now why writing has deteriorated in this country, can't you?
Why are some people more prone to this than others, do you know?
Part of it is bad teaching. I think they get acquired dysgraphia.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I firmly believe that.
Yeah.
Because I can't actually change somebody's writing, and in a week... They haven't got any spelling problems when they had a lot before because they had 100% concentration on the mechanics.
Mm.
Therefore, they'd got no attention to put in the spelling bank, do you see?
Yes, and they were concentrating on one thing and they couldn't concentrate on anything
else. That's right. And when I've given them, when we've worked out the prescriptive handwriting style,
yeah,
it's resurrected the spelling.
So how long would it take you to take an average person through to the end of their training, if you like?
3 weeks.
How many?
3 weeks.
Just 3 weeks?
Yeah.
And you can change somebody's...
I changed the writing in a day.
That's remarkable, isn't it?
It is, and you just need the practice over the next 3 weeks. But it's very important that you avoid tests and examinations and you don't put the child under any stress. They don't have homework. They can't write in schools. They usually use a typewriter. Now, the schools have been magnificent in England, most of them, and they've supplied typewriters for the children or keyboards,
yes,
for them to use in the classroom and have supported them very well indeed.
If I can be terribly ungentlemanly, I mean, you are in your 70s now.
Oh,
do you want to stop at all or will you just keep on going? And what's going to happen to all the knowledge when you do want to stop?
I'm writing books at the moment. I decided that's the thing I need to do.
Right, to spread the word?
Yes. Hope so. I I will appeal perhaps to people in authority eventually to say, please get interested and do something for the people in this country, the children and the adults, because there is a generation of poor writers now, and something needs to be done. Because if you're struggling to write and you're going on these courses to remediate or to learn to read and write, you're having to work through dysgraphia. So it slows down your learning and it makes them demoralised. It makes them fatigued. It makes them tired. It makes them anxious.
You're a battler, aren't you? You really are.
Yeah. Well, I've battled against adversity because I was laughed at this when I retired from my headship.
Yeah.
They said that they didn't know why I was leaving. But I did. And I thought, well, I've just got to work hard enough and show that there is something different out there that will help quickly. Because who wants to go week in, week out for remedial therapy? You don't, do you? Because you get a child gets all that extra work on top of the schoolwork when they can't already write.
Pam, thank you so much. And, you know, fingers crossed that somebody does actually listen. Thank you so much for being with us today. Pam Heather, founder of the Learn Write Centre. Have you ever come across that before? I wonder if you're just thinking to yourself at the moment, that's why I can't do it.